we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and it's our pleasure to spend the next 30 minutes with you as you are traveling down the highways and the byways. Today marks the beginning of our fifth year of the Refresh radio broadcast. We've completed 4 years of being with you Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening on WMIE 91.5 FM and 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510 AM. We want to say thank you to all those who responded to the fall fundraising event for the radio station. Thank you very much for helping the good news of Jesus Christ to get out through the airwaves of Brevard County. And coming up this weekend, Sunday morning, is one of my favorite days of the year. It's the day that we get that extra hour of sleep, if it works for you. It's my favorite day that's not a holiday. I love Christmas. I love Easter. I love Thanksgiving, my birthday, New Year's Day, 4th of July. I love all those holidays, but you take away all of the holidays, and this is one of my favorite days of the year. And I will tell you this, it's not just about the extra hour of sleep. If you have been looking for a way to get yourself into a new schedule where you get up earlier and pray or read your Bible, this is the perfect opportunity to do that, because all you do is you get up at your normal time and you go to bed the same number of hours later that you always did, and you find yourself getting into that new schedule. So it's a great time to make a lifestyle adjustment if that works for you. So we have been talking here on the Refresh radio broadcast about the walk in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, filled with the Spirit warring against the carnal nature. We've been talking about all of those sorts of things in Galatians chapter 5. And then we came to the fruit of the Spirit, and that is where we have been working our way through that. So today we do want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete. Their phone number is 321-536-5804. And you will find that they are very good at what they do. If you need any block work or construction work done, concrete work, not construction work, they can help take care of that for you. I was driving around town over the past week or so and saw, well, it's not quite a week, but I saw a lot of storm damage that I hadn't seen before. And if you need a wall reconstructed, in Cocoa, I'd seen where my daughter had sent me pictures of this a while ago, where somebody actually put their car through a wall at a pretty good elevation. I don't really know how that car got up that high, but that wall had been repaired. I'd seen people where cars had impacted buildings and things like that. If you need block or concrete work done, give the folks at Just Concrete a call, 321-536-5804. So we are going to get into the Word of God today. We're going to move over to Romans, the 15th chapter, where we are going to be talking about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. And now we're on long-suffering and patience. That's the fruit that we are looking at and going through the Word of God and seeing how that manifests. So let me take you to the fourth verse of Romans 15, and it says there, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." So we're going to work our way through this. We've touched on this in an earlier passage, but we're going to go through verses 4, 5, and 6 a little more in depth. We're talking about the patience, the endurance, the constancy, and the cheer that is manifest when the fruit of the Spirit is producing long-suffering and patience inside of us. Those are the four aspects. And it says here in chapter 15, verse 4, that patience is, it needs to be partnered with something. It needs to be coupled with something. It is verse number 4, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." The more the Word becomes a part of us, and it will develop a patience inside of us. And it describes the relationship that the Word of God is supposed to have in our lives. We look to the Word of God so that we can learn. Just because you graduated high school, just because you graduated college, just because you have a master's degree or a doctorate, that does not mean that your education ceased. You and I, we need to realize that the Word of God was written, it was in God breathed through holy men of old, so that we could learn from them. And you and I, we need to be learning. There are a lot of people who want to try and distort and contort the Word of God to fit what their predisposition is on certain topics. But that's not the right way to approach the Word of God. The right way to approach the Word of God is that it is spirit and it is spiritually discerned. And that the Holy Spirit wants to guide us into the truth of God's Word so that we can learn from God's Word. There are some people who approach it from an intellectual standpoint. I understand that it should impact my mind. It should impact the way that I think. But it is also spirit. It is supposed to be activated in my spirit and work itself out in the renewing of my mind and in the obedient actions of my body so that I am a servant of righteousness, not a servant of wickedness. So it says that they were written for our learning with a purpose. Okay? That's what it says there. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that's the key word there that indicates to us what the intent that God has for us as learning the Word of God is, that we, through the patience and the comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And that word hope there means confident expectation. So when you read the Word of God, it should be a refreshing encounter. It should not be something that is a drudgery. It should not be something that is dreaded. It should not be something that is just approached from an intellectual aspect. The Word of God is wanting to work in us to make us those people who endure, who are long-suffering, who do it continually, and they do it with joy. That's the type of people that God is wanting us to become. And it is that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, when you go through an issue in life, I don't know where you turn. A lot of people want to spend their time complaining. complaining really doesn't accomplish anything. Now, I'm not saying that there's not room for improvement. That's not what I'm saying at all. But this is the word comfort. It is what the gift of prophecy is supposed to be. It is supposed to be something that it doesn't just make us feel good. That's not what I'm trying to say, but that it encourages us, it refreshes us, it emboldens us. There are some people who have the mindset that they want to go through life and they don't ever want to feel any opposition, any friction, any discomfort, any challenge whatsoever. And I will tell you this, that in that type of environment, you never grow. You never grow. And so the things that I go through in my life, I like to go to the Word of God and say, God, what does your word say the end of the matter looks like? You see, when we go through the process, we know what it is looking like right now. We don't necessarily understand what the end. We know what we want the end to look like, that, and that is no more pain or discomfort or any sort of challenges whatsoever. But God has called you and I to be a conqueror. And in order for there, he wants us to be more than conquerors. And that means that there's got to be something that moves out of the way. My daughter last week had to have a little bit of a surgical procedure done. My wife and I were talking and she was letting me know about a night that they had while I was away working on my parents' place, and they ended up encountering a person that had an experience in their life that we had not experienced that particular thing, but our family had come very close to experiencing that. And at the end of the matter, it was just a social event that turned into a ministry event. And my wife said that the end of the process was that they realized that they had just been on a divine appointment. They just had a divine assignment where they were able to pray for a person that they had encountered. You and I, we don't generally plan for tragedies. We don't plan for things. So when they occur, we either complain because we have our present perspective, or we allow the Holy Spirit to start reminding us of things that are in the Word of God that manifest patience in us and comfort us, that we might have a confident expectation in what the outcome of that matter is going to be. So I forget who I was talking to. Oh, I think it was my brother while I was away. We were having a discussion, and I used this phrase that touched a moment in his life where somebody had said that exact same thing, and that was exactly what had happened. And that was that when God gives us patience, when we know that we are doing the right thing in a world that is doing the wrong thing, that you just continue doing the right thing, because people who are doing the wrong thing will eventually come to the place where they have enough rope that they end up hanging themselves. I'm not talking about in a literal sense. I'm talking about, you know, that people who continually do the wrong thing, eventually it's going to result in their own downfall. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And when I said that, he said, you know, that is something that I have seen at my workplace. We're not talking about church here. We're talking about in real life, that when you and I allow the scriptures to teach us, it will instill in us patience. If you look at Psalm 73, we're going to come back to Romans, the 15th chapter. But if you turn to Psalm 73, it says, truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people hear, and waters are of a full cup are drained by them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. And then it says this, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Now listen. God wants everyone to come to repentance. A lot of people say, why hasn't God done something about this situation and that situation? Because you're talking about people that Jesus died on the cross to save. And the Holy Spirit is actively working in people's lives to bring them to that place of repentance. So today, if you're going through a challenge, I want to encourage you, go to the Word of God. Do not grow impatient with God's process in dealing with the situation, but instead go to the Word of God and let the Word of God, by faith, reveal to you the confident expectation that you have as a believer, that no matter what happens to this body, my spirit is going to live forever with Jesus. That no matter what people say that look like they're getting ahead, the best way to get ahead in life is to allow God to be the Lord of your life, and he will make you the head and not the tail. You will find that the scriptures will give you comfort the same way that it did the psalmist in Psalm 73. Verse number 5 says, now may the God of patience and comfort you. Do those two phrases sound familiar? It is because we've just heard them said about the holy word of God. And now what Paul is saying is, now may the God of patience and comfort, in other words, the scripture is just manifesting the nature of God. God is the God of all patience, and he is the God of all comfort. And he wants to give to you, to provide to you and to me, the patience and the comfort, the awareness and the revelation of the scriptures that we need. And the result of that matter is to look like this, that we will be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. When was the last time you asked someone to describe how they think? When was the last time you sat down with someone and say, okay, what do you believe about this situation? And how did you come to that? The Bible says that we are to be ready at all times to give an account for what we believe. You see, I don't believe that man has educated himself or become so intellectual that God is up there wringing his hands and saying, I hope they don't bring up this point because I don't know how to answer that. God is the God of patience and comfort. His scriptures were true in the Old Testament. They're true in the New Testament. They're true in history, and they are true right now. And so God wants you and I to be like-minded, not to where you think like I do, not to where I think like you do, but that we are like-minded in thinking about one another the same way that Jesus Christ thinks about you and I. So that means we think like a servant. Now, I believe in being a good leader. I've tried to instill into my kids to be good leaders. And so every once in a while, I will share with them some leadership principles that they need for their life. But whether you're a leader or not, we need to remember that the people in elected office, they were elected to serve, not to dictate. Too many people who get into politics or into into the judicial branch, they create their own little realm and their own little subculture, and they say, I rule and reign here. I've literally seen that with my own eyes, experienced it, that when you crossed into a threshold, that in that domain, they ruled and reigned, and they have forgotten that they are there to serve God and to serve the community that put them in that position. So the hope and the patience and the comfort that are there for us to gain from the Word of God as we learn more about the Word of God is so that you and I will have our minds transformed so that we, with one mind and one mouth, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the ultimate goal. That is what the patience and the comfort that God wants to provide out of his very nature. That's why it's the fruit of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is long-suffering. The Holy Spirit is extremely patient. The Holy Spirit is the comforter, the paraclete, the one that is called alongside to help. Okay? The one called along. That is what we are promised in the Word of God, that if we will learn it, we're going to be more patient. Okay, and like I told our congregation recently, like last Wednesday night, is patience is not inactivity. Patience is waiting on the Lord in an active manner. Too many people are sitting around, quote unquote, waiting for something to happen, and they should be doing something for the Lord while they are in that holding pattern, if you will. Aren't you glad that when a plane is due to land and the traffic around an airport has gotten a little congested, aren't you thankful that while they are waiting for permission to land, that the pilot doesn't shut the engine off? Well, we're just waiting, so I'm going to shut the engine off. No, the pilot still has to pilot the aircraft, even though they are waiting to get to the desired result of getting the landing gear down on the ground. That's the ultimate goal. So the pilot is still actively piloting the plane. Right now, I'm telling you, that's a good word for somebody. You may just be sitting there doing nothing, and God is saying, look, I want you serving me. I'm going to develop you into such a place. I'm going to develop your character so that when I place you in that proper position, it's going to be a perfect fit. in that waiting process, God is molding us. And in that waiting process, he is making us more like him. I had a person one time that worked for me. He was one of our worship leaders. And as he eventually took a position in December, nonetheless, in upstate New York. And after a while, he got elected to be pastor of a church in another state. And he called me and he said, "What do I need to do? What do I need to do?" And so I gave him some counsel. Now, sometimes my counsel doesn't, you know, ring extremely spiritual, but it is very, very helpful. And that is, if you're going to be in the ministry, you'd better be ready for spiritual warfare. You can't be thin-skinned and be in the ministry. You just can't do it. And so God wants to give you and I the Word of God so that we learn from it, and God develops patience and he develops comfort in us. And the end result is we all begin to think like Jesus. We don't think like a political party. We don't think like a race. We think like our Savior. And as a result of that, we have one mind and one message that we proclaim, and that is, to God be the glory. Great things he has done. He is the God who was and is to come. I look around at the world and it's not anything like I would want it to be. But I know that in the end result, God is going to make it everything that he said that it would be. And so that's the word that I have for you today. So let me just pray that prayer that is in Romans chapter 15, verse number 5, one more time. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. You have a victorious day, and we will see you next time right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be..."
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. It's like an